CD 6. Track 15.
After university, Andrea becomes personal assistant to Miranda Priestley, British editor of a fashion magazine. Andrea is accompanying Miranda to Paris when she receives a call from her boyfriend in New York. Her best friend, Lily, has had a car accident and is in a coma.
"When are you coming home?" asked Alex. When I was silent for a moment, he continued, "You are coming home, aren't you? You're not seriously considering staying there while your best friend on Earth lies in a hospital bed, are you?"
"What are you suggesting, Alex? Are you suggesting it is my fault because I didn't see it coming? That she's lying in a hospital bed because I'm in Paris right now? That if I had known that she was hanging out with Benjamin again, none of this would have happened?"
"No, I didn't say any of that. Why don't you call me when you know what flight you're on?"
I couldn't point out the obvious to him, namely, that if I left early to come home, I'd be fired immediately.
Andrea stays on, and Miranda gives her orders while going to the Dior fashion show.
"Andrea, leave a message at Horace Mann that the girls will be missing school on Monday because they will be in Paris with me, and make sure you get a list of all the homework they'll need to make up. Also, push back my dinner tonight until 8:30. If they're not happy about that, then just cancel it. Have you located a copy of that book I asked you for yesterday? I need 4 copies, 2 in French, 2 in English, before I meet them at the restaurant. Oh, and I want a final copy of the menu for tomorrow's party."
At the show, Andrea is watching when Miranda comes up to her.
"Andrea, we have a very serious problem here. You have a serious problem. It seems that the twins' passports expired last week."
"Oh, really?" was all I could manage, but that clearly wasn't the right response. Her hand tightened around her bag and her eyes began to bulge with anger.
"Oh, really?" she mimicked. "That's all you have to say?
You'll need to figure out how to renew the passports in time for their flight tonight. I will not have my own daughters miss this party tomorrow night. Do you understand me?"
There was virtually nothing I couldn't find, fix, or arrange, but securing federal documents while in a foreign country in less than 3 hours was not happening. Period. She had finally made her very first request of me in a full year that I could not accommodate. I yanked out my cell phone and punched in a number and watched as Miranda became increasingly livid.
"Andrea," she hissed, "what do you think you're doing? I'm telling you that my daughters need passports immediately, and you decide it's a good time to chat on your phone?"
My mother picked up on the third ring, but I didn't even say hello. "Mom, I'm getting on the next flight I can. I'll call you when I get to JFK. I clicked the phone shut before she could respond and looked up to see Miranda.
"Andrea, you realize what you're doing, do you not? You do know that if you simply leave like this, I'm going to be forced to..."
"So sorry, Miranda," I announced, "but I don't think I'll be able to make it to the party tomorrow. You understand, don't you? I'm sure it will be lovely, so do enjoy it. That's all." And before she could respond, I strutted outside to hail a cab. I couldn't remember feeling better than at that particular moment. I was going home.
Copyright Pearson Education Limited, 2013.